Crime content enthusiasts, tap in. I have to tell you about June's Journey, the captivating hidden object mystery game that'll transport you back to the glamour of the 1920s. Step into the shoes of June Parker, a daring young detective on a quest to uncover scandalous family secrets and solve the mysterious murder of her sister. With each scene explored, you'll unravel a collection of dazzling hidden object spectacles, leading you closer to the truth. Engage your sense of observation as you scour through the beautifully detailed scenes from the parlors of New York to the sidewalks of Paris in search of hidden clues and mind-teasing mysteries. But June's Journey isn't just about solving crimes. It's about escaping reality and immersing yourself in a world of mystery, danger, and romance. Customize your very own luxurious estate island. Decorate it to your heart's content and join a detective club to chat and play with other players. My personal favorite time to play June's Journey is when I'm waiting for my daughter after school in the carpool line. It's my little slice of me time on the weekdays. Although I love a good mystery, my favorite part of the game is being able to play with others. If you're craving a good mystery, looking for an escape, or some me time, why not travel back in time to the glamorous 1920s and channel your inner detective? Dive into June's captivating quest today and see if you can crack the case. Download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android. Hey, everyone. I want to introduce you to my good friend Woody Overton's podcast, Real Life, Real Crime. Woody is a former sheriff's office detective who has some fascinating stories to tell. On Real Life, Real Crime, Woody dives deep into cases he has personally worked, and he provides a firsthand account regarding how everything went down. If you're into true crime content like me, then you probably wish you could spend hours bending the ear of a homicide detective. That's what it's like listening to Real Life, Real Crime. Woody leaves no detail out, and he does it all with a charming southern accent and a voice I know you're going to love. Trust me, you're going to get hooked on Woody's podcast. I'm going to play a preview of the podcast for you right now. And while you're listening, make sure to follow or subscribe to Real Life, Real Crime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's also a link to follow or subscribe in the episode description. Enjoy this preview of Real Life, Real Crime.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of Real Life, Real Crime, the podcast. And as always, I'm your host, Woody Overton. It's going to be the most disturbing thing probably that I've ever told y'all about. I don't know what to say because we're going to delve into the mind of pure evil. So, and I haven't even thought of a name of this episode yet, but I guess we'll call it Mr. Nice Guy. So on October 23rd, 2012, the Livingston Parish Dispatch received a 911 call from a residence on Milton Road, which is real close to the town of Walker, Louisiana, y'all. And, you know, dispatchers hear a lot, from the funny to the most bizarre, et cetera. But the dispatchers were not prepared for what they were going to hear on this call. Now, I want y'all to know I've heard the 911 call. And, you know, I never try to do anything to sensationalize these acts of horror. But I have to be able to tell you certain facts so I can paint the picture and tell the story correctly. But I digress for a second. My heart goes out to this family, as always, as all victims. But there's nothing I'm going to tell you that's not part of the public record. And, as a matter of fact, there's a lot that I'm not going to tell you that's a part of the public record because it's just too horrible to hear. So let's go back to October 23rd, 2012. The 911 call comes in and they hear a male on the phone and they hear the phone drop. And for lack of a better way to describe it, they hear the most horrific screaming, begging, and pleading by a female. She's pleading for her life. and they hear the male screaming and shouting, but then they can actually hear these acts of violence that are going on. Of course, they're saying, "Caller, are you there? Caller, are you there?" Well, no, he wasn't there. The phone's already on the floor, but they can hear this. Now, so what does the dispatcher do? They immediately dispatch it out. All units, we have a 911 103D in progress, screaming. It is ongoing at this time at this residence on Milton Road. All units, please respond. So where Milton Road is, y'all, the first officer to get there was a Walker City police officer. He approaches the residence, and within seconds, a blue and white or Livingston Parish Sheriff's Office deputy would pull up on the scene also. They approach the residence. They could hear the screaming. Says, "Take the door," and they walk in to a scene, a nightmare. Cops have to see a lot of bad things, horrible things. I promise you, they'll never see what they saw when they took that door again. God, I hope they don't. But when they took the door, they look in, and it's open into the kitchen area, and they see a white male standing over a female. The female's throat has been slashed, but he's standing over her, and his hands are inside of her stomach. Obviously, her stomach has been slashed open. Her hands are inside his stomach, and they hear him say, "Why aren't you dead yet? Why aren't you dead yet?" While he's digging around inside of her intestines. Now, this is all in a millisecond, y'all. At the same time, they look over, and there's a dead baby on the floor, still attached to the mother by the umbilical cord. So they rush in, get hands on him, pulling him off of her. He's fighting like mad.
Real life, real crime.
Hi, I'm Natalie.
And I'm Paige. We're the hosts of The Murder Diaries.
We're a weekly victim-centered true crime podcast. Our goal is to always keep the victim's name and light alive in our coverage of missing, unsolved, and suspicious death cases.
New episodes are available every Thursday. Listen to The Murder Diaries wherever you get your podcasts.